the Mariners yesterday, or he's...
No, he was at another, you know, little announcement. Oh, right. Yeah, he's putting in work.
Right. He's actually working and not sleeping.
Hustling.
Good.
With Kevin, would this year for him be appreciated more, one, when it's a few years down the road? He's the first Sonic rookie to have a shot at 20 points a game.
Yeah.
And just... It just seems to be so many people who are dissecting his game.
Well, I think it was, I'm interrupting you, but I think I know where you're going. Yeah, I mean, it was going to be that way regardless. The only thing that would have changed that was us having a significantly more successful team year. And then they wouldn't have said that. Then that wouldn't have been the answer. They would have said, wow, you know, whatever. Anything short of that, particularly after Odin went down, was, well, you know, okay, he's supposed to be, you know, he's supposed to do this. He's the number two pick in the draft, blah, blah, blah. The thing that I've said all year, very seldom, not never, but very seldom has a rookie come in and had to do, or been put in a situation we chose to put Kevin in. And as a result of that, he saw, you know, more defense, more better defenders, more defenses set up with him, especially in mind, more double teams, more things like that, than most rookies ever get. I mean, you know, it's, you know, my heavy friend in Atlanta, when he was a rookie, he played with Moses Malone, Julius Erving, Mo Cheeks, Andrew Toney, guys like that. I mean, come on. This is different, you know. I'm not, but I mean, like, so he was put in a situation where, from the beginning, and we lost, and B, he started out not shooting the ball well, and his shot selection, I think, improved dramatically as the year went on. But right away, there was, well, he's scoring, he's taking a lot of shots, and they're not winning games anyhow. So what difference does it make? So he's been fighting that. He's been fighting that the whole year. I don't think, though, that. I think when you do step back, when the year's over, if you talk to coaches or players on other teams, I think they'll say he accomplished a lot. He is accomplishing a lot this year, and it hasn't been easy. But it is, we can, you know, it is what it is, and there are people that are gonna, you know, always gonna say that. I still think defensively, not that he's good, but he's much better than he was. And again, we took a guy who was a 4, maybe /3. I mean, I even know, I think he even guarded some 5s in college. And we put him on 2s and 3s the whole year. 2s and 3s for maybe until Christmas. And basically since then, nothing but 2s. I mean, people haven't done, you know, not too many 6'9", 6'10 guys have come out of 1 year of college where they played all inside. And then we said, guard Colby and Tracy McGrady and, you know, the guys you guard when you're a 2. So, I mean, I think he's done. Is he a really good defender right now? No. But you've also seen him have some really good games against some really good players. And, I mean, I just think he's been put in a extremely challenging situation all year. He's handled it very well. He's played way more minutes than rookies are supposed to be able to play. He's sustained it. Maybe right before the break he got tired or whatever, but there was not any appreciable wall or running out of gas or, you know, inability to sustain it as the year went on, or any inability to do things in the fourth quarter. If any, he's had good fourth quarter stats for a good chunk of the year, and he's done stuff. So, I mean, I don't like talking about guys when the year's still going on, but, you know, he got another rookie of the month, so fine. But I think, yes, perspective will color this year a lot differently, provided Kevin continues to go to the next level. Kevin continues to go to the next level, people are going to look back and say, you know what, we should have realized a little bit more when he was a rookie that he really is special because of what he did. If he doesn't go to the next level, then they're going to say, see, we told you, they lost a lot of games, took a lot of shots, blah, blah, blah. So, but, you know, there's... nothing's 100%. There's very little chance that he's not going to continue to go to the next level. And I think at some point, people will look back and say, you know, we probably should have seen that, you know, given the situation that he was put in, he did a pretty good job as a rookie. I mean, I really think even historically. I mean, his numbers, when these guys were putting the numbers together for the you know, the handout thing, he's got some pretty impressive numbers. And I still maintain, in a more difficult situation, some guys have been in ideal situations where there were other good players on the team and they still needed them to contribute, and they came in, and you know, that's a really close to maybe what Horford has this year. A pretty nice supporting cast, but a chance to come in and be whatever on different nights, the second, third, fourth guy. And so he gets a chance to play and contribute and do stuff, but he's got help there. And that's kind of like almost the perfect one. I mean, you got the one where, you know, on a lesser team where the guy is asked to do more, and then on a really good team where the guy hardly gets a chance to play. Right. I think the middle one is the really nice one, because then when you have nights when he doesn't have big nights or anything, no big deal. They win or lose because of Josh and Joe and the other guys, and nights he really steps up, people say, wow, you know, this guy's really doing something. So I think that's probably, and I never thought about it, but that's probably the ideal one, where you can come in and you're still challenged, you still get a chance to do something and play a big role, but you know, it's not on your back every night. And both of them, Kevin's and Al, right? They're both better than somebody that comes in to just a loaded team and you just don't get a chance to play because these other guys are so good and you just get minimal minutes, which is probably what Kobe had, and I don't remember back way when Kobe came in,
like,
but he
7 points a game. Right?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know if he played. Did he start or get a minute? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's probably the least. You know, I don't care if you're good. You don't like that, even if you know these other guys are really good players and stuff like that. So, I think this is the toughest way to come in, and maybe times two with ours, because our situation, given that we, you know, trading Ray and Rashard, he came into a very much in flux situation. It wasn't like he came into, I mean, even a